Good morning, KKXX listeners. Welcome to Christ Today. Hey, John, how are you?
Good morning, and good morning, every listener out there.
Well, today is going to be an interesting show because I'm looking around the studio and I don't see a guest.
Ha!
Is there a guest in the studio, John?
Oh, I think so.
I think so too, but I don't see one.
Would you like me to name the person?
Yeah, I think it would happen to be me.
It is, Mr. Smith. How good to see you here, Curtis.
It is good to see me here. Well, I guess it's good for you to see me here. I don't see me here. I don't have a mirror in front of me. Anyways, folks, we're going to start with prayer. John, you want to pray?
I do. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the many blessings that are surrounding our lives and each one of us and all the listeners. We pray for them to be blessed by this show and to watch after us in the future, especially for Curtis because of today's show. Yay! So, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, John, last week I was looking at the computer and we had 675 followers. I'm sure we have listeners out there that have probably been following me for since the show got started. I don't know if anybody out there has been listening the whole time the show's been running or not, but the show's been on now for 2 years. Can you believe 2 years?
It's been a good 2 years.
It's been an interesting 2 years. It's been a fun 2 years, an exciting 2 years, some challenges, some good shows. Some interesting shows, some exciting shows, but always great guests. Very great, very good guests to have turned to, had come into the studio to do shows. It's been awesome.
We have had good guests, but I think you would not want to neglect the good host.
Yeah.
You've done an outstanding job, Curtis.
With the help and grace of God, I've been able to do each program.
Amen to that.
Each program has been exciting, all the way from Larry Foss to Brianna, which was week before last. Oh, yeah, well, last week was Thanksgiving. That's why you didn't hear from us last week, because we were having Thanksgiving. But Christmas is approaching, and the New Year's upon us. And with the season comes changes. And so today we're going to be talking about a change, because shows will go on. They will continue. Sometimes not the way you would like them to. So let's get started. So 2 years ago, I started this program. And when I started this program, it was to bring encouraging information to you every week on people's lives and what God had done in people's lives, transforming them, changing the world around them, changing their the changes he was doing in their ministry, their business, their family, their life, different things that they had to bring to the table. They were coming and they were sharing. We had Women's Resource Clinic on the air. We had 40 Days to Life on the air. We had the Growing Project program, counseling program with Judy Thompson. We had testimony last week or 2 weeks ago of a gal who had been involved in trafficking. We had on here people that were down to earth, had very interesting things to share. A guy who was involved with making a movie that dealt with Richardson Springs called Chloe's Mountain, which should be out in 2017. And so we've done some interesting programs, and I've had some special guests, interesting guests. I've also had Tori Tipp was on helping me with for a while to do interviews and to talk with people. And Tori Tipp happened to be on with me last year when I was at Richardson Springs doing YWAM mission building. And then along would come Mike Davis, and Mike Davis was on for a while. And then John has been in the studio pretty much most of the time, even when I was gone to China. Him and Mike were here together doing the program. But sorry to say, sad to see it happen, but today's my last day. And I will no longer be on the program as of the end of today because John is taking it over. And John is going to be running and hopefully continuing with testimonies and like it has been happening. We hope that he will have a good one on for you next week. But it's hard for me to say goodbye. It's hard for me to let you guys know that I am leaving. But due to getting married in February, which is looking to be an exciting time, interesting time in my life and for me, that is one of the steps that I will be taking. So I will be leaving to explore my new relationship and the the new moments of history in my life with the marriage. I will also be possibly living, or looks like I'll be living at Richardson Springs on staff with YWAM up there with my fiance and my wife as she finishes her second year of commitment to the Springs. And we will be starting a new life together. And it will be quite different than the radio show has been these last couple years. John, why don't you talk for a little bit?
The changes for you sound so exciting. And really and truly, I am happy for you and happy for your wife to be. There's always big changes in life, and we never know quite what happens. We just say, yes, Lord, and things happen. Things change. Sometimes they don't seem for the better, but we have to trust in God and have that faith. And we say, yes, Lord, to the changes that come along. And they are far-reaching, and they are, in the long term, they are good changes. Things happen when we believe in God and have that faith. Things come around, and they turn into goodness in our life. And that, Curtis, is what I see for you. I see this marriage as a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's a step in your life. You've had some really nice couple of years, and this show you have just done outstanding with. It's been a pleasure to hear. You've also had your missionary trip, which I just am so thrilled to hear about, and it was lovely to hear about your missionary trip to China. It's so many things going on. Go ahead, Curtis.
I'm speechless. I don't have much to say today.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a changing time. Times change, and that is just like so much of life. We have changes. This is one of them. And we are going to look forward to having more testimonies on Christ Today. This is a show which we want to bring you Christ in our lives today. As we see and understand Christ to be moving, this is what the show is about. There's different parts to it. There's testimonies, of course, and there have been lots of testimonies in the past. They're good. We actually see Christ moving through the testimony of our brothers and sisters in Christ. So that's been a cornerstone of the show. There has also been another cornerstone of having some of the pastors come around, and they talk about their congregations. They talk about what's going on with them and what their church is involved with, and maybe even missionary things. And there has been missionaries on this radio show too.
Quite a number of them.
Very good. It's always interesting.
Yeah, so every show that we do has been meant to bring glory to the Lord and has meant to encourage the listeners. And you know, sometimes you have challenges when doing the radio program. Sometimes it's hard to find guests. Sometimes it's hard to find financiers to help support the program. And sometimes things just happen for a reason, and we don't like to see them happen, but we know that with God it will continue, and that lifetime's not too long to live as friends when God is in the center of everything. I want to thank the Lord for the people that have been blessed by this program, encouraged by this program, ministered to by this program, and the lives that have been touched, the lives that have come on here, and people that have sat in this studio never having done a show before, thankful for the opportunity to come on the radio and speak. And I know that each program has been meant to bring encouragement to all of our listeners.
There's been a wide variety of testimonies on this radio show. It's been very good for the people to be able to give those testimonies, and it's been very good for people to hear those testimonies.
And I hope and pray it continues.
Me too. That's what we're looking forward to, having it continue.
Yes. And there's plenty of more people out there. Just sometimes it's hard to find them. And if there's anybody out there today and you're listening to this program going, Curtis is no longer doing the show because he couldn't get guests, I'd like to be a guest. Well, John would love to have you as his guest. And you can call the studio at 894-7325 and come on the air and be a guest and bring glory to the Lord while there's still hope on this planet. And I say hope because we just had a new election and we just had a new president. And I'm excited whether the Lord's going to come or we're going to see some great changes. And all humbug for all you humbuggers out there that don't like the fact that we have a new president or who the new president is, give him a chance. That's all I got to say. Give him a chance. Let things go the way they're going to go. You may not like the fact that I'm leaving the program either, but I'm not really leaving. I'm just transitioning. I'm moving to a new area in my life. Maybe I'll still be back on from time to time, maybe to help John out. I don't know. Maybe to do a show here and there. I don't know. But for right now, I'm having to say goodbye. And it's hard. It's always hard to say goodbye. It's always hard to tell everyone that you're going to miss, that you're going to miss them. But I hope you'll continue to listen to Christ today. And I know that John has been a blessing. He's been an encouragement. He's been a help to me. He's been a voice for me. And he's been a voice for you. And I hope you'll continue to listen to John too. And anybody out there that's been praying for our program, please keep our program in continuous prayer. I love to keep hearing you guys share what you have to share and pray what you have to pray, because that's what's kept the show going the last couple of years.
We are so interested in doing the work of God through Jesus Christ, and there are going to be avenues all over, and we don't really know what they are. They show themselves to us sometimes with a very short notice, but we are shown opportunities. We are shown what could be considered a job or something in front of us. It's something that needs doing, and we're the one to do it.
Exactly. We're the ones to do it. We're the ones to keep it going. We're the ones to keep the show on the air. And if we're not here, somebody else will be. If we're not able to do it, someone else will continue with something else. There'll always be shows on the air. But I thank the Lord for this program specifically, because I haven't heard much of anything like it on the air. And I know it's been an encouragement. And I know that God wouldn't have been for God 2 years ago, this show would have never gotten started. These programs wouldn't have continued. Especially me going to China, it all had its plan. And then I came back from China, and the last few weeks you've heard me with guests, and now it's a new transition. It's time to go on to a new page of my life. And I can welcome and would love to welcome your guys' prayers for me and for John and for the continuance of this radio program and for my marriage with my fiance, Christina. That God will help us work through all the kinks and all the hurdles and stuff that we're going through as we're getting married, and that we'll be able to be a strong couple and be able to be used of the Lord and what He wants to do in us. And then we'll go on into bigger and greater things. And if for some reason I come back in the future, the Lord tarries and I come back in the future, it'll be a pleasure to step back up this mic and to continue doing programs again. But as of this moment and this timing, it's hard to say it, but we're going to have to say, we love you, we appreciate you, and we want to bless you all. And we're going to let John do some talking here for a little bit. He can feel free to ask me questions. He can feel free to dialogue with me or just, you know, have me bring out some more regarding this program. It's going to be up to him, but as far as I was going to wait till the end, but I just not able to wait till the end. I figured you guys should know coming on the air that this is going to be the last show today. And we're excited. We are excited for the future. I'm not excited to say goodbye. I never am excited to say goodbye. But I want to thank you for the listeners that we've had for these two solid years. Thank you for listening. Wouldn't have been a show if it wouldn't have been for you. We thank you out there for listening. I want to thank you for following on the Facebook page, on the computer. I saw last week we had 675 followers. I was impressed by that. And we know we have people listening. So, John, I'm going to let the show go back over to you, and you can take it. And if you want to ask me questions or whatever you want to do. But my time here as far as talking to the guest and doing my program for me is being relinquished to you.
Well, I want to make this continue, and the object of the show is service to Christ. And this is why the show is called Christ Today. We want Jesus Christ in our lives. Today, we want Jesus Christ in our lives throughout all eternity. And there are different ways to bring Christ into the presence of us today. and into the presence of our lives in the future. So this is what the show is about, and that's why it's called Christ Today. We're going to continue with testimonies of people, of both what they've done, what they've been through, how they reached salvation, what that experience was like for them. I look forward to having testimonies of missionaries also. There's missionaries of people locally. There's missionaries to people right here in our neighborhood in the United States. And sometimes there are foreign ministries coming to the United States. And sometimes there are people born here, raised here, and what they're doing is they are spreading the gospel of God through Jesus Christ. So that's another part of it. It is testimonies. I also hope in the future to give an opportunity to pastors, because there's things that they can talk about in their congregations and what it is that they're standing for, what it is they would like to see in their congregation, what their congregation is about. So those are things in the future. We are looking, at some point we might be talking about current events and how they line up with the Bible. That's something that just might happen, but however it is, the whole object is to bring Christ to our lives today. And there's going to be different ways to do it. And always with thanksgiving. You see, that's one of the things we forget so often, is to give thanks to God for all the little things in our life that keep us going without any great concern about where we're going to have our basic needs met. No, we have a lot of things that are just blessings. So often we forget about them, but that's a part of what we also do, is give thanks and appreciation to God. So all these things are what I see in the future. Of course, I would like to have any input from listeners, because I would like you to keep listening. So what is it you would like to hear? We will get into that a little later on, though. But just remember that I'm anxious to hear what any listener has to say. So,
can I make a point to that?
Good.
We don't know what you guys want to hear. John's not going to know what you guys want to hear if you guys don't pick up the phone and call, or if you guys don't send a message somehow, some way to the studio. John's not going to know what you guys are pleased to listen to, or what makes you guys happy, or what you guys are open to listening to on this program. And we want to bring stuff that you guys like, that you guys can appreciate, that ministers to you guys, to the listeners. And John's not going to be able to do it if you guys don't call him and let him know what you want to hear, or if you have a guest, or if you want to be a guest. He's not going to know. And for me, for 2 years, it has been a challenge at times to know what to bring on, who to bring on, what to talk about, who to talk with, what's really making, you know, what's really ministering to you guys out there. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if you guys want a political show. I don't know if you want a spiritual show. I don't know if you want a preaching show. I don't know if you want the show as we've been doing it. I don't know exactly what's on your guys' mind. So I'm asking, and yes, this show is not live. It is pre-recorded and it is replayed to you. So you need to call the studio, 894-7325, and leave messages on the air. Leave messages. Mm-hmm. And if you miss me, let it be known that you miss me. Not to say it's going to bring me back, because at this moment, for unclosed reasons, I'm moving on. And if I come back in the future, it'll be a ways down the road that I'll be back. But right now, I'm moving on, and I feel in my heart to give it over to John. And I know that John has been a blessing. He has... maybe not as keyed as I am in doing the interviews as I've done them, but he's still good at what he does, and he's still blessed by the Lord to have this talent. And he's learned how to do this show by working with me, and he's going to be able to be a big encouragement and a big help to you guys and bringing you guys what you want to hear. And I really believe that he'll be good to the program. If I didn't, then it may not be that way, but I do believe that John's going to be a big help to taking over this program and to keep it running. And I hope that you guys will be really blessed, inspired, encouraged. And maybe he'll bring some, hopefully, some humor. I've always wanted to try to get some humor on the program. And I haven't, there's been a few times where it was quite a little amusing, a little humorous. But maybe we can keep it humorous. And maybe if you're somebody out there that's a comedian or that has a show that's kind of funny or whatever, maybe you could talk to John and bring it on. So this show is open to whoever wants to come. And we ask people that we know, people that we come in contact with that are Christians. So we're asking you, please, please continue to listen. Please continue to hear. And I believe that you will be encouraged and you will be impressed by the stuff that comes through this radio program every Saturday from 11 to 12, and that you will enjoy the shows as they continue to go on the air. So, John, continue.
Yeah. I didn't know it was the humor that made such a difference to you. There is always humor available.
I think humor is what the listeners, some of the humor that we do is what the listeners like. And I think that humor may be something, you know, because a lot of sadness in this world today,
yeah,
a lot of tears and blues. And I think getting people to laugh, laughter is a good medicine. And I think having a laughter on here. And I know several guests that have brought laughter to the radio program, several guests that have said things that have been funny and humorous. And so I believe you'll be able to continue to bring humor to the listeners.
Do you think I should do a joke every day? A joke of the day.
Leave the jokes alone.
Okay, because I only know one. I'm not real good on jokes. Oh, but since I said that, I'll tell it. Why is 7 afraid of 8? No, 8 afraid of...
6 afraid of 7?
Yeah, that's
it. Because it ate 9. Ha,
yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, okay. Sorry, listeners. Okay, I'm the serious guy on the show.
Yes, very serious.
There's still room for laughter. There's lots of good things. Curtis, I'm so happy that you're going to have a marriage that is just going to bring you happiness. And I'm really happy about it, actually.
It's hard to say goodbye to the radio program our marriage, but I'm looking forward to the marriage. But
sure.
Like I said, the marriage needs lots of prayer, and Christina and I need lots of prayer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Marriage always means changes.
Lots of them. Just like this radio show changing means changes, and there's going to be quite a few changes with this radio program. So I hope that it will be a blessing and encouragement to the listeners out there, because I believe that they need something that talks about Christ today.
Yes.
Christ is in the past. Christ is in future. Christ is now. He's always the same, but there's always messages and testimonies and changes out there that are happening in people's lives. People coming to the Lord at 97, 87, 85. People coming to the Lord that have impressive things to share. I mean impressive things to share. Encouraging things to share. And you guys out there, I'm sure it encourages you to listen to it and to hear it. So that's what we want. That's what my prayer is that the show will continue to be encouraging, uplifting, informative. And that John will also have some people on here that maybe bring some training things or some teaching things or some ministry things on here that will speak directly to the hearts of the listeners that listen to this program. Please don't turn this program off. Please don't say, oh, that was another show. It's good now. It's over. No one. Please continue to listen. Please. If you can't support it, that's fine. If you can and you want to be a gift supporter, 894-7325, let the radio station know. John's looking for help as much as possible. Because once again, he's just like me. He needs help. We both need help. But with God's help and grace, we're able to run the show for 2 years. And I'm glad to be on today. It wasn't the kind of show I was looking for. I would have loved to have any kind of guest on here and thought I would have some time to do a couple more guests. But it's not working out that way. So unfortunately, it's not working out that way. But you will get to hear from guests as John continues to interview guests. And no, there's been no studio problems. No, I'm leaving because of marriage. I'm leaving because of other changes in my life. And I wish I could stay, and I would love to stay. But for me, the challenge has come, and I have to say, as hard as it is, I have to say goodbye to you guys. But I'm sure I'll be back again in the future and be back on and again, and I'm sure that you guys will hear from me again. So I'm not saying goodbye forever unless Christ comes and we'll see each other on the other side of heaven.
Yeah.
But at this moment, I believe that you guys will be blessed as the show continues on.
Yes. Curtis, I know that at some point I would like to have missionaries on the show also talking about their experience and what's going on. And you are a missionary. You have been a missionary in China, and you continue to bring the presence of Christ to those around you in these days.
So I try.
You do.
I try.
It's a gift that you have, the way I see it.
I wouldn't really call myself a missionary. I feel like more of an evangelist, but my fiance is a missionary, and so I'm with her. So the two of us together is one. She goes to different countries, and if the Lord's will for me to go to different countries, I will go with her. And I believe that the Lord may take us to some places as long as he tarries. So we'll see what the Lord does. We'll see what the future holds. But I wouldn't call myself a missionary, John.
Do you think you'll go back to China?
Probably. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds? Not at this moment.
Oh, well, I think there's lots of places that could use your abilities and
talent. A place called Brazil. Hallelujah! That's one of the places I'm planning on going in the future because that's where my fiance's from.
Yes, that would be great just to go and to, not only because you get to share God with other people, but also because you get to see it. It's a big experience to go to other countries and see what's there. So your going to Brazil would be a wonderful thing.
If that's what the Lord opens the door for, I'd be more than willing to go there.
Amen. I know that it's my belief anyway that the people who go to foreign countries often have an advantage because they speak a little bit different. They are a little bit different in how they act and what they wear. So they get a little bit of notice, and people pay attention to what they have to say just because they're different.
That is exactly correct. And that's the way I fell in love with my fiancée, because she is different and loves the Lord. And I could see a different person from a different culture that had a real strong relationship with God. And that's what drew me to her love for God. And I'm glad to be with her in my life. It's not easy. We have our moments. We have our challenges. But I think every couple does. But we are looking forward to our future and our lives together.
Well, that's a great way to put it. And the future is always what we look for. Because there's always hope, and that's what Jesus Christ brings us. He brings us hope for the future. So whatever the future is, whether we're 5 years old or 55 years old or 105.
The latest was a 117-year-old woman here in the in this country or another country, but 117 years old and born in the 1800s. So that's the oldest. And if she lives another 3 years and the Lord tarries another 3 years, she'll be 120. 117, John. Can you believe that? The person who lived before her was 112 or 109.
Wow.
Wow, these people lived that long. But you know what? Only by the grace and help and love and mercy of God is it possible.
I hope that she still had mobility in her mind. And so often we have weakness as we get a little older. And that's one of those things that we pray about because... Well, we need the help.
That's true. We have weaknesses. We have challenges, and we have God's hand on us, and we see miracles all the time. Just like reading the newspaper the other day and the miracle that happened in Kansas of the mobile home that got blown away in a tornado. 130 miles it went with five people in it, and it landed in another state safe, and they were all safe. It landed on a car. And I listened to that, and I thought, this is a far-fetched story. This is crazy. I looked at the trailer. I saw the trailer on the car, and God knows. I believe it's true. I believe that this family experienced a major miracle, and I believe that God took them. Was that 130-mile trip in a mobile home traveling through the sky like that? Was that a fun trip? Probably not. I probably would have peed my pants, wet my pants, and pooped and vomited all at the same time. But it's a story that really speaks to a lot of people how good and how merciful, how graceful, how miraculous our God is. And we serve a big, mighty God. And this God that created this program and gave me the idea for this program 2 years ago will continue to give you the strength and the help and the people that you need to continue running it, John. And I'm glad to have you taking it over for me. At first, it was a little hard to deal with the fact that I was going to have to be saying goodbye, but I believe that you'll continue to do a good job with this program. And like I said, I look forward to coming back and look forward to being on the program again and maybe doing an interview or two maybe in the future. Yeah. I don't know. But we'll see. But it's all up to God. But anyways, listeners out there, be encouraged. This is not me saying goodbye forever. I'm sure you'll hear me again. This is not me saying goodbye so long. Good riddance. I'm done. This is God's door, I believe, is one door closes, another door opens. And I believe I have his favor, and I'm asking for your guys' prayers. So just keep praying for me and for we, my fiance and I out there. Pray for things that I deal with, you know, tempers and stuff like that, that God will give me the ability to overcome those things with good, positive choices, and that we will have a great relationship until the Lord comes. We'll be able to do things for him. Keep us in your prayers, folks.
Thank you, Curtis, for your blessings on what this show continues as, as we've talked about, there will be a continuing theme, and the most important part is how can we be of service to God through Jesus Christ today? And that is that's what this is about. Now, I am going to be paying attention to what any listeners communicate to me, because I'd like this show to be pleasing to hear. So we might be talking more testimonies. We might be talking about missionary testimonies or pastors. Are you looking for a church? Do you want pastors on the air? Or do you want to look at current events? I mean, that event with the tornado was pretty interesting. And if those little things are what listeners want to hear about, sure, let's get some ideas. And I have ideas, but I want to hear what listeners have to say. We can also look at biblical events, how the present times are lining up with the Bible. That's another item that we could go into. But the whole thing, the biggest part is Christ. How do we promote Jesus Christ? That's my concern, and that's what this show is about. So. But I am thankful, Curtis, for your blessings and your good wishes for all these things, and we do want the show to continue in the ways that you've established. You've been a great host. You've had wonderful guests on. Your interactions have been terrific, and we look forward to that kind of a theme continuing.
I would continue to bring people like Dave Graybill, Ken Witten back on the program because they talk a lot about grace, and I believe that some people need to be more people on the air about grace, talking about grace and sharing about grace. It's something that I would bring onto the air. I think the listeners would like to hear more about grace and about love and forgiveness and stuff like that. So I think maybe having some people come on here and share, you know, not preach. This show was never geared to preaching at anybody. This show was geared to reaching people, but not preaching to people. And so I think having ministers on here and having them share from their heart things that maybe speak to people and encourage people, I think that would be great. I think that would be awesome. But as far as having preachers come on here to bring people to their church or whatever, if people out there are looking for a church, that's one thing. But like you and I've talked in the past, John, it's not to get any denomination on here recognized or any ministry on here recognized more than another. It's to have pastors come on here to share great, great, encouraging stories. And I know in a couple weeks you'll have a pastor on. And I believe that the pastors can bring encouragement. I believe they can bring good, positive words for today. And I believe that they can be encouraging for what this show needs. So I would encourage you to bring pastors on. But more people like Graybill, people like Winton, people that can talk about grace and really give people more of an idea of what grace is about. And, you know, because this show was also at the time that was brought on to bring testimonies that was originally started to really dive into grace and never really dived into grace or dove into grace. What we dove into was a lot of testimonies and a lot of caring, sharing people out there that wanted to encourage listeners. And we've had a lot. We've had over 100 some odd guests that have shared testimonies that have been powerfully awesome. And those guests are still out there, and maybe they can come back on again along with other people that you can have as guests. So that's something I think the listeners want to hear is testimony, definitely, messages on grace, messages on love, you know, just
and forgiveness. Yeah, just like you said, those three things are very, very you know, key.
I'm not against end times. I'm definitely not. And if you're an end times person out there, praise God. But I believe God just recently spoke with this election. I believe we may have a little bit more time. I don't believe all countries have been reached or the glory has covered the earth yet. God knows he may come today. We may have a little bit more time. So I really don't like getting into end time talking, even though we may have somebody on there with some good ideas, like you've been on here before with ideas of preparedness and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's still something that, you know, people need to hear. So I think that's a good message. And also about being ready, because we just don't know when the last time is, the last day is, and when God's coming, and people do need to be ready. But I think they need to be encouraged with an encouraging message and not preached at from a hellfire brimstone message like was in the past or in the olden days. I believe we need something of love and compassion and forgiveness and God's mercy and grace today to reach the lost, and how God sees them and how God, Jesus, dealt with the issue at the cross. Sin is no longer the issue. The issue is not having a Savior and having a relationship with the one that created you. That's the issue. God loves you, and God wants you to have relationship with Him, and God sent His Son to the cross so you could have relationship with Him. And His Son took the penalty, took the punishment, took the power of sin at the cross. You're forgiven. Stop beating yourself up. Love yourself. Accept yourself. See who you are in Christ. Forgive yourself. Walk in His grace. Walk in His love. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. That's what the guests that I've had on my show have talked about. They've talked about seeing yourself through the eyes of God. They've talked about their testimonies and where they came from and what grace has meant to them. And that's, John, what I hope that the listeners will continue to hear is the message of God's grace and testimonies that really speak about grace today is what I hope that people will continue to hear. And that was a part of my heart. That was a part of my life after having been exposed to the truth about 6 years ago of grace. And I really do, really do. I'm not saying grace is a license to go out and do whatever the heck you want. Never has been, never will be. But you don't beat yourself up when you blow it. Recognize you are covered by the blood of Christ, the grace of Christ. God loves you. He doesn't love your sin, but He loves you more than He loves your sin, and you're saved. And you don't have to beat yourself up. And if you walk away, then you must have never really known Christ at all or had a relationship with God. Because if you do and you understand His grace, I don't believe you're easily going to walk away. And that's my heart. My heart is to say, listener, if you have a relationship with God, walk in Him. Be close to Him. But know, you have His presence. You have His love. You have everything He's about because He's in you. You don't need to strive for more, try for more, try harder, do harder. You don't need to do that. And these messages out here of preachers that are preaching this kind of stuff, it may be overwhelming. It may be overburdensome. There's a new book I've been reading called "The Overcoming the Overwhelming" by Kathy Hildebrand. It's a great book. So is "Are We Preaching Another Gospel" by Kathy Hildebrand. You can buy them on Amazon. And listeners, I want you to be encouraged. I am going to be missing bringing shows to you, but John is here, and John is going to be the new voice on the air, here in air. He will be the new voice on the air, and he will be bringing messages that will be encouraging, uplifting, informative. And I know that you guys will be blessed, and you guys will be ministered to and encouraged. But know that God loves you in spite of your sins, in spite of your circumstances. He loves you, and He loves you with an unconditional, everlasting, gentle, compassionate, caring love. He did not create hell for you. He created hell for the devil and his demons. And if you're an outright believer, disbeliever, and you don't choose to believe, then you brought that on yourself. But it's only if you're a downright believer and you don't choose to believe and accept Him as your Savior, are you going to experience that. And we need Him as our Savior. We need Him as the Lord of our life. We need Him as everything. And He wants to be our everything. So my message to you today and my encouragement to you today is turn to Christ. Let Him be your everything. And be more focused on Him than you're focused on your sin. Let Him take it from you. I can't give this up. I can't give that up. No, on your own you can't. But with Christ, all things are possible.
Very nice. I like to hear that. And by the way, I do see as the main point is uplifting and encouraging messages too. I do see that as the most important part. I do see there's another part, which is preparation, but that's another show, so to speak. I do like preparedness for natural disasters, not towards the end time situations, but it is this show is about Christ, the hope and glory of glory through Jesus Christ, and
yes.
that's what this show is going to continue to discuss.
Well, that's awesome, and I hope and pray that it does continue to discuss that, and that you continue to be doing what I've started. That's
yeah.
My prayer.
Me too.
Want to see this show go up and bound, not down to the ground. Up and bound.
Upward bound.
Yeah, upward bound. I want to see this show touch as many people as possible, as many lives as possible. And, you know, the show is like a paper. You know, I was given a prophecy a couple years ago that the Lord was going to give me like a paper, and I was going to be sharing the word with a lot of people. And I don't know how many people have come to Christ listening to this program. I have no idea. I don't know how many people have rededicated or called back to the Lord. But if you have, praise God.
Praise God.
But this show was to encourage people to come to Christ. Every guest on here that has been on here, including the pastors, have tried to lead you back to Christ. And if your focus isn't on Christ, focus on Him. Well, I got this sin in my life. Focus on Him. Well, I can't get rid of this sin. Focus on Him. Get rid of the sin. Focus on Him. Let Him live within. Get rid of the sin. Focus on Him. Bring peace and joy within. Get rid of the sin. Focus on Him. You've tried it. You've tried it. You've tried it again and again and again. You need a friend. Focus on Him. He'll bring you to that point in your life that will come to an end when you focus on Him. The end of sin will come when you focus on Him.
Oh, I like that. That's very nice, Curtis. It's a pleasure to hear that.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm going to try to be a little bit lively today because I don't want the show to be just a sad one-hour program.
Well, when we talk about Christ, this is uplifting.
Yes, it is. Amen.
It is a joy.
Amen.
And that's what we're bringing to the listeners is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We proclaim the goodness of Christ.
Yes, we do. That's the plan.
And our hope of glory through Him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That every heart, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. How can they hear unless they send a preacher or someone to share the gospel? And how can someone share unless God has laid it on their hearts to share? And so you have it on your heart to share now. I've had it on my heart to share. And who knows, John, maybe somebody will take the show from you in the future. I don't know. I don't know how much longer we're going to be here. I don't know anything about it. But who knows, I might come back. And it would be a blessing to come back if that door opens. But listeners, what we really need, what this show needs, and I'm going to say it, I don't like focusing on the issue. This show needs listeners that are supporting this program, not just through prayer, but through finance. And if you're a business out there and you hear this program and you want to help support it, call 894-7325. This show needs supporters. This show needs financial backing and supporting is what this show needs. If you're out there, you got a few bucks and you want to support this program, please, please in your heart, feel free to do so. Thank you very much for that because we only can bring programming to you as long as we have money to go on to be on the air. And this show, I hope and pray, will continue to bless people, minister to people, and stay on the air until the Lord returns.
Very good. And we do. We have a very cooperative radio station manager named Andrew Palmquist, and he is available at this phone number. We're located at 1363 Longfellow Avenue in Chico. And the zip code is 95926. That's another way to reach us or the station. Certainly, we are looking for all the input that you have, and that includes the donations to support the show. Yes, indeed. Go ahead, Curtis. Yes, so we're thankful for all of your listeners and, of course, interested to know what it is you would like to hear. I know I've said that before, but it is important.
Yes, it is important. And once again, if you've heard some stuff over and over and over again, that's because today's my last program. Not the last show program. It's my last program. And besides having somebody wonderfully nice-dressed-looking individual talking to you from the other end of the mic, sharing with you a really awesome testimony, whether it's been a great gentleman or a great female that's been on the show to talk. Today, we don't have that. We just have John and I from the studio talking to you because today's my last program. But I sit here now and imagine some of the guests that have sat on the other side. And we've had some interesting guests, some funny guests, some people with some tear-jerking stories, to some people with some very enthusiastic stuff to share. And I'm glad for the guests that we've had. I want to thank each guest that we've had. If you're a guest out there and you've been on my program and you're listening to the program, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank everyone out there that's been praying for this program too. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Encouragement is what we want to bring. Uplifting ideas and stories, that is what we want to bring. It is the way of towards salvation through Jesus Christ. That is as uplifting as it gets. And, of course, help along the way, which means throughout life. And there are stories which we can bring on to of testimonies of people who have had that help, people who you would call them miracles. There's things that happen when you say, yes, Lord, and the Lord fills in the needs, and he does it according to his will and his way and his purpose. And it's always a surprise because we just say, wow, how did that happen? And it was God. This is a God moment, a God effort, and we say, thank you, Lord. And that's what we do right now on this show. We say, thank you, Lord, for all the opportunities we have. We thank you, Lord, for the future that you have planned for us.
That everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
That's great.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. That everything that has breath, praise the Lord. And you guys are out there and you guys have a praise, feel free to come on the airwaves and share your praise. You know, if it hadn't been for YWIM, I wouldn't have gone to Mission Building. If it wouldn't have been for a guy calling me up one day and saying, I want to be on the show. And I called him up. It happened to be he thought he was getting a hold of Vince Haney. Got a hold of me and said, yeah, I'd love to be on your program. He comes on my program with a gal with him at the time. Her name is Marcella. She was with him at the time. Now she's married. But they weren't with each other. They were together on the program with each other. And he came on. He's now engaged to a gal from Brazil. He lives in Reno. He's a rapper. His name is James. But James led me to Dane. And Dane led me to the Springs. And from the Springs, I met Christina. And from Christina to China, I came back, asked her to marry me, and we're getting married. But the radio show started 2 years ago, and it wasn't a dream that got conjured up. I was sitting on the air one day talking, and I saw the guys from another program sitting on the other end of the microphone. They were talking to me, and I thought, you know what? That'd be cool to sit on the other end of the and just do testimonies. And that's what got this show started. That's what got this show started. And the show has been going on now for 2 years. I haven't been on it the whole time. John's been on it. Mike Davis from down in Gridley's been on it. He did my show while I was gone to China. And Tori Tip, who's now God knows where he's at, if he's in Tennessee or where. I was Facebook friends with me, but I'm not sure where he's at. But he did the show for me while I was up at Richardson Springs. So they did the show to help me out. And John's going to continue it. Mike's not around. Tori's not around. But John's going to continue it. So I want to encourage you guys and thank you guys for listening to this program. Thank you for being a part of this program. Thank you for, like I said, every guest. Thank you for having come on and having spoken your heart, having shared your heart. And thank you for everybody that's thought about supporting this program. Pray that you would support this program. And if you think we're a bunch of money beggars, we hardly ever ask for money on this program. Right, John?
Right.
So I just want to let you guys know that this show is your show. Christ today, the hope of glory. Christ today in you. And if he be drawn, lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. There's still hope, folks. There's still people out there that need the gospel, that need Jesus. And I want to pray for you guys today before the end of the program. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you guys for having been on the program, that were on the program. And for everyone that's turned in, if you just turned in recently and you liked it and you're like, hey, this is a good program. And then today you're hearing it's going. No, it's not going off the air. I'm going off the air. The show will continue. Next Saturday, you will hear Christ Today on the air. You'll hear a different voice, not mine. You just heard that voice. And you'll hear a guest, but you will not hear my voice. But keep me in prayer because I'm, Lord willing, the Lord tarries, I'm getting married. And looking forward to it. Looking forward to a future with someone. Have a lot of things to work through, a lot of things to go through. I love her very dearly, and she loves me. And our hope is to be married together, to do ministry together, and that's our heart. But my heart right now is saying goodbye to you guys. My heart right now is saying I love you guys. My heart right now is saying you guys listening has been a blessing to know I've had listeners out there. And even if you just picked it on the computer christtoday.org. And you want to continue listening, and you can't listen on the Saturday, and you want to listen during the week, christtoday.org. And John will continue to bring programming to you. So, John, we got a few last minutes. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go over it or continue it.
The big thing, Christ Today, is about Christ. Christ, the hope of glory in you, just like you've said. That is so true, and it's right there. That's what the show is about. How do we promote Christ? We are Christ promoters, and this is what the show is all about, and how we can bring useful and interesting information to you, and interesting and informative testimonies to you. There's no way to know what is coming because we don't know. Oh, and that's another good point for you to contact us, because we'd like to know what it is you would like to hear about. We're looking forward to this show continuing for as long as it does, whether Jesus Christ returns shortly or decades away. We don't know. It's unknown and unknowable. It's kind of fun to talk about because so many people have different ideas about it. It's fun. It's fun to talk about Jesus and in all aspects of what he does, how he loves us, when he's returning, all those things, they're fun. And that's how we should approach it, not to be divided, not to be in conflict about it, because there are different people with different experiences and different opinions. So there's plenty of room among Christian believers to believe different things. We just have to focus on the one main part, which is Jesus. Jesus Christ, who loves us, who gave his life for us so that we may spend eternity with him in heaven. And we are so thankful for that. We're thankful to God. We're thankful to Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. So for all these things, we do give thanks for, on and on and on. And we give thanks to Curtis for the years that he has gone through this this continuing work to do service to God himself, Jesus and his people.
Thank you should not go to me. Thank you should go to God, because it was him that gave me the idea to start this program. But I want to thank the listeners. But I want to thank God for having the listeners listen. Because I didn't know who was going to listen to this program when I first started. I didn't even know there was times I wasn't even sure anybody was listening. But for everyone that's listened, I want to send a blessing and pray that you and your family are blessed, your business is blessed, your household is blessed, your finances is blessed. Everything about you is blessed. Because it's only that today is a blessing from God, or we wouldn't be here. God put me in 2 years ago. I thought we were done. Every week I was on, the Lord's coming, 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 the Lord's coming. 2 years later, we're still here. Yep. Folks, we don't know. We don't know. But one thing we know is that we will one day be with together in heaven with all of us, as long as we call on the Lord and accept him as our Lord and Savior. We'll be in heaven. And this show is to bring people to Christ that may not know Christ. I believe there's still souls that are going to come to Christ.
That's right.
And I pray that this show will reach people, will reach the lost out there. And, you know, the next testimony that you hear is next week. It's from a guy who went to the Philippines. He went there for 2 weeks and ended up staying for 6 months. God, we just don't know what he has planned for us or what the future holds. But folks, be encouraged. Be blessed. Know that you guys have been what this show has been geared for, has been listeners, that they would be encouraged and that Christ would be lifted up and that all men would come to know him. And I want to thank you for the times that you've turned in to listen to this show. I want to thank you for the times that you turned in to listen to the messages. You heard people like Pastor Jason, people like Pastor Lloyd, people like Wes Bristow, people like Jeff Denantis, who was on a year and a half ago from the from the Well Rescue Mission, now it's called, in Chico. People that, like Brianna, who was on last week. People like Dad, the youth pastor that came on a few weeks ago. Pastor Alfredo Romero, Scott Dow from Sunrise Christian Center. They all came on with powerful, uplifting, encouraging testimonies. And some of them, Brenda Dowden, Leslie Foss and Mary, I forget her name, from the Catholic Church, who came on and talked about the 40 days of life. Brenda Dowden talked about Women's Glow and the Women's Resource Clinic. And my very first guest, way back when, Larry Foss, he was the one that got this show started with me. And we've had some singers, we've had some production people on here. We've had some very interesting guests on here. There's guests I haven't had pleasure enough talking to that John has, Tori had. I haven't had the pleasure of talking to those people, but I know I heard the shows and they were awesome. So I want to thank God that you guys have listened for the 2 years that you've listened. And I want to encourage you to keep listening because you just don't know what Christ has in store for you today. Again, that's why the show is Christ Today.
Curtis, we want every blessing to go with you as you go on your way through life and with marriage. This is a wonderful, happy event, and we all have every happiest and best wish for you as you pursue the dreams that you have in life. Marriage is an awesome thing. It's wonderful, and it takes a little bit of work, but it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I am happy for you in that.
God gave me the strength to do this radio program. He'll give me the strength for marriage.
That's right. All things through, with God through Jesus Christ.
And I'm not sad about the marriage. I'm excited about the marriage. I'm excited about having. I've been 44 years without somebody in my life, and I love to have somebody in my life. And we'll see how the future goes with it. But I believe God placed her in my life for a reason. I believe she's a special woman in my life. She loves God. She's got a lot of faith. I prayed for a hairstylist. She's a hairstylist. I prayed for somebody who was a woman of the word. She's a woman of the word. I love this woman. And this woman may think that I'm full of it when she sees me face to face, but if she'll listen to the program, I really love her. And when we're together, I show her I love her. Yeah, I'm a man. I have some issues that men have issues. I have struggles. Men have struggles. I have brain problems and mind challenges, as men do. But God has helped me to love this woman, has placed a special woman in my life, and I thank God for her. Her name is Christina Sambino, soon to be Christina Smith, and I want to thank you guys for just let you guys know out there that the marriage isn't the only thing that we're looking forward to. I've also been living in Orland, and I'll be living in Richardson Springs, Orland, and so the transportation for me, because I don't drive a car, has been hard as well, too. But at the same time, thank John because he's been able to give me the lifts to the station to do the radio programs. And I thank God for him. And I thank God for the times that I've been on the air to be able to minister to as many people as I've ministered to. And I just want you guys to all be blessed and be encouraged. Well, the show's almost over, John. You have anything, last words you want to say?
I want to pray God's blessings upon you and your marriage, your fiancé, and all the people that you will interact with on the behalf of God through Jesus Christ. I pray for you, Curtis, in every way, in every good way, that your life be rich and blessed.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate that. Well, folks, this show has been on for an hour today. And once again, as I look in the studio, I see no guest. I look over to my right, I see John. The guest is Jesus. It's all about him. And folks, I pray that if you don't know him, you'll come to know him.
Yes.
The guest is Jesus. The same Jesus that brought me to the radio station is watching over you. He's got angels watching over you to protect you, and he cares for you, and he loves you. And all you have to do is turn to him and ask him to come into your life, be your Lord, be your Savior, lead you on the right path. And I hope this show has been encouraging once again to you guys, and I hope it will continue to be encouraging. And I say bless God.
Bless God.
Nice having this program. Nice having a chance to talk with you guys and share with you guys weekly for the last couple of years. May the Lord be with you and have a blessed day. From your host, Curtis Smith, Christ Today, ending today the show and welcoming on John. Welcoming on John Steffens, the new guest host of Christ Today. May you all be blessed as you continue to listen to Christ Today.